And while you are at it, seek to know the true giver. I am at all gatherings. You might as well invite me, and you might as well look for me once you are there. There is no gathering without me. The truth is that all gatherings are in my name. Your whole time spent on earth is a gathering together of my children. You could say that it is a whole stream of wrapping and unwrapping gifts and exchanging them. What did you think life was? Perhaps you have thought it was a stage for you to walk on. Perhaps you thought it was about your ego and its fulfillment. Perhaps you thought the spotlight was to be on you. And now you find that you are to be the one who shines the light. My beloved children, do not try to possess even this moment. You do not need to possess what is already yours. Enjoying isn't possessing. Perhaps you can only enjoy what you do not imagine you own. Give away the concept of possession. That will be no loss. That will be gain. That will be entree into the kingdom of heaven. And that was called Who Owns a River or the Ocean? From Heaven Letters by Gloria Wendroff. Love letters from God. So I will give up the mic and look forward to church. I like to call it church. Church is a comforting word to me. So see all of you in sanctuary. Giving up the mic.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me make sure this. Yes. Thank you so much, Kathy. Kathy Smith here every Sunday morning with Letters from Heaven. Gloria Wendroff, and yes, thanking everyone for being here, joining us in sanctuary this morning. We don't start for a few more minutes. Lynn, if you want to pick up the mic, if you have any announcements, I do have one announcement. Tonight we're going to have Bill Free and Lisa Natoli on at 8 o'clock speaking about the Jimmy Twyman event. Is going to be happening throughout this fall right into all of next year. And possibly we will have James Twyman here himself talking about the events about to happen up in Quincy, Mass. At Vicky Poppy's house, which is really a Course in Miracles revival right under a tent. And we hope that Jimmy Twyman can make it tonight, but in any case, Lisa Natoli and Bill Free, who have been invited to spend this next year with James Twyman traveling around the world, will be here speaking about that. So I did want to mention that. I know, Lynn, if you have anything that you want to make as an announcement. We will have several announcements here today. One of them, of course, is about if you're going to make any purchases, or if you make purchases on Amazon. I know in our home, Suzanne makes all of her purchases online from Amazon. That it'd be a wonderful way to donate money to Awakening Together. And you don't even know that you're doing it. All you're doing is making a purchase from Amazon. And we'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. Okay. Me too. Amazon is great. Yeah. Suzanne doesn't go shopping at all anymore. She buys everything at Amazon. Everything. We're on the peace train. Yeah. That is it. And if you find the train has passed your station, that wasn't your train. That's from Marianne Williamson. Hi, Miss Cher. Hi, Phil Fritz. Hi, Regina. Hi, everyone that has joined us. And I guess it's just about that time. It's time for Awakening Together, Sunday morning services here in our sanctuary. Thanking everyone for joining us here this Sunday morning. Thank you for being here and for your ongoing commitment to awakening together and the force of Holy Spirit that, in my mind, arranges everything that's happening here. It's all done by guidance, either the guidance from the people on the board of trustees, the board of directors, or the members themselves. And I think we're up to around 400 members. I'm really happy for that we're at 400 members, and I don't know if that's the exact count, but that's the approximate count. So, as we usually do at the opening of 410, thank you so much, Barb DeWater. Barb DeWater, of course, is our admin here on Sunday mornings, and Lynn Johnson is our music director here on Sunday mornings. And I get the privilege and the honor, which I so appreciate, to be here once every 3 weeks. And as we get more ministers ordained, more ministers will be coming on as leading Sunday morning services, which also I truly appreciate. And of course, this morning's topic, if you got your email or maybe you heard Lynn say, this morning's topic is you cannot love what you do not appreciate. And that does come from A Course in Miracles. It's not something that Dove made up. Okay. As we do every Sunday morning, we use this opening time to, as if we were in a brick-and-mortar edifice, church, sanctuary, ashram, whatever, turn and hug and greet the person next to you, but since there's no person next to you, but everyone is right here, right now, just send them your love, your hugs, your kisses, your blessings, and tell them how wonderful you are and how wonderful they are. This is an opportunity to do that right now. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson, for some music to accompany all of this. Thank you. I Will Not Be Afraid of Love Today. What a perfect song that is, since today we're going to be speaking about really the same topic. There's a line in the chorus that says, your fear of attack is nothing compared to your fear of love. Your fear of attack is nothing compared to your fear of love. And that's why appreciation is so, so important and valuable to us. Okay, I also want to thank Martin, who comes to us from Sweden. Thank you so much for joining us here. And this is really a worldwide congregation, that is for sure. They come from all religions and no religions, all countries and no countries at all, which kind of reminds me of our purpose. As we take a look at purpose and the purpose and values of awakening together, and our purpose very, very simply is that we are an assembly of equals. Equals. I love that word equal, because to me that is the focus of everything that I say and do. I think that we all say and do here at Awakening Together. We are an assembly of equals, joined in common purpose. Purpose so, so, so important, because we can only be joined in purpose. You might not be joined on the same path, but we're all joined in purpose. We are awakening to our one true self within an appearance of many faces. An appearance of many faces, many cultures, many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Wow. That is a powerful purpose. It just is. And as usual, when I looked at our core values, and there are five core values, I say this pretty often. To me, they're all saying the same thing, so it isn't all that easy for me to pick out any one, because if I pick any one of them, is really the content of any one is really the content of all of them. But I did pick out number two. I realize I've been picking two a lot more than some of the others, but they all say the same thing. It says, we realize that everyone is equal, and no one has been given spiritual intuition that is an authority over the spiritual intuition of others. We live this value by listening to each other. I think that word listening is really such a key word here. Because when you appreciate someone totally, you are listening at 100% to your brothers and sisters. Respecting each other and allowing each one to be where he or she is. And I think that's so powerful compared to the opening here. We said, don't be afraid of love today. Your fear of attack is nothing compared to your fear of love. And in the four obstacles to peace, which you find in chapter 19 of A Course in Miracles, the foremost of the four, which is the fear of God, actually has a line in it, pretty much made popular by John Mundy. Whenever you called his office and you didn't get him in, you got his voicemail message that said, let him be who he is, let her be who she is, seek not to make of love an enemy, seek not to make of love an enemy. So love just loves. It doesn't look to change anything, doesn't look to correct anything. Love simply loves. And that is the fourth and foremost of the four obstacles to peace, and they call that the fear of God. You could call it the fear of love, because in as I see things, love and God are one and the same. Okay, taking a look at our announcements for today, I'm very happy to mention that, as Regina has been reminding us, that we can now register at Amazon if you going to be putting my wife on as the reader, and she can tell you that she literally buys everything that there is to buy. She doesn't go out shopping anymore at all. She buys everything at Amazon, and you can now actually help support Awakening Together without even thinking about it. The next time you make any kind of purchase at Amazon, you just go to smile.amazon.com, and we're there as Awakening Together, not as the Foundation for Holy Spirit, but as Awakening Together. And smile.amazon.com allows people to shop the same list of Amazon products at the same price, but a half of 1% of the purchase price is given to the charitable organization of their choice. And now that organization can be Awakening Together, and that is so helpful to all. We're always here with you and for you here, on, not only on Sunday mornings, but literally 7 days a week, 365 days. I see us as a family, as a community, so we're really supporting our oneself. Okay. I just want to mention, you can go directly there to smile.amazon, or you can actually go to reginadawnacres.com and click support us as you shop at Amazon, which can be found on both the books and donate menus. You can actually go also to the donate menu at Awakening Together. And I think I got that correct, but I know that if you really want to do this, it will be done easily. Okay. The other thing I did want to mention is I want to thank the people that were in our first class, the core of A Course in Miracles message, the core message of A Course in Miracles. There were 8 people who enrolled and registered. 7 attended both of the classes and graduated, which the word at this point, I don't use the word graduate, I use the word basically we are complete. And that's pretty much what you're going to hear Suzanne, my wife, speaking about, is that we are complete. We were complete when we came here, and we are complete now. But in claiming your completion, what we actually are doing is we are asserting who we are. Because at the end of A Course in Miracles workbook, it says, "Who am I?" And it says, "I am God's Holy Son, complete and healed and whole." It doesn't tell you how to do the workbook lessons to be complete and healed and whole. It's actually, we are already complete and healed and whole, always have been. That's pretty much what most of the paths are saying, that we sleep and dream at home, dreaming that we are in exile, when, as a matter of fact, we are still and always have been at home. And for those people who would like to register for the next session, which probably be either the end of October, maybe the beginning of November, it's going to be done, instead of the evening, it's going to be done either mornings or afternoons. And if you are interested in being in that 2-session class, just tell me the days and the times that are good for you, and we'll see how Holy Spirit arranges it around your schedule so that you can attend easily. And a lot of people cannot maybe attend the 8 o'clock Eastern time at night because either they live in a time zone that didn't allow that, or maybe they were still working, people on the West Coast. But now we're going to be doing it in the morning or afternoon, so if you are interested, please contact me with the day and the time that is best for you, and we'll see how we can work that out. Okay, I've asked Suzanne to do a reading from my own book, which, by the way, is available at books by Regina. I'm going to put her link up right now so that you do get a look at it. You can get this book, and actually it sells for $19.95 on Amazon, and Regina's price for it is $12.95. That's a saving of $7. Books by from Regina. It's my own book, which I did 10 years ago, called Into Oneness, and Suzanne's going to read from the foreword, and if you really listen to the foreword, you're going to hear just about the same thing that we've been saying here all morning. So without further ado, we're going to turn this mic over to you, Suzanne.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day in New York. It's going to be 80 degrees and the sun is shining, and it's a perfect fall day. Okay, I'm going to read, as David said, the foreword to his book. There is no new knowledge, no special wisdom that awaits our discovery. We stepped into this world complete and all-knowing beings. Our task is simply one of remembering. Layer by layer, we peel away the perceptual falsehoods we've wrapped ourselves in the name of safety. We are really here, trying to remember. We are the love and the light, called into the duality of this world. Every moment a step closer to home and the oneness our hearts remember. To be a journey of joy and adventure, we often forget and wander lost into the illusion. It is from this place that your heart calls to love. What have I forgotten? Love is gently answered. Your truth is within you, and you are safe, and you are loved. Into oneness answers that call to love, a gentle reminder that all is well, and a bright light on your journey into the peace and into oneness. And now I'm reading just some excerpts from the book. 45? 60. Oh, excuse me. Okay. What a wonderful morning. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, what a wonderful day. I'm feeling that all-time feeling. Everyone is going my way. Wake up and laugh at it all. This is the message of the Course. For if we can laugh at it all, or any part of it, we are still identifying with what we made, and not with who we are, as God created us. Anyone? Is this? Oh. Are you defending? Yes, it is this false image of one who would want to appear as in control that we defend the shabby substitute for the Creator, the Son of God. Let us come with open minds and open hearts to ask for your guidance from He who comes to give it, and all that He asks is for our willingness to listen, and for all that we hear, we are grateful and give thanks. Amen. Keep on keeping on, smile at the dream, and ask to see it differently. Thank you, everyone. That was such a lovely reading. Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. And I just want to mention she went from page 65 to 72 very, very quickly. You might say, well, how did you read seven pages so quickly? Actually, she did leave one of those pages out. And that's because the book itself is not written as a book, for those people who are familiar with the book. And you either have, maybe, if you do have the book, Into Oneness, which came out in 2004, and of course it's been on Amazon, like we said, for many years. And then I realized that the price at Amazon was much too high. So I did come out with another book called The Open Mind, Loving Yourself. And actually, both books are really the same. They just have different covers, different titles. But the Into Oneness book, which is available at Regina's Buy From Regina at $12.95, has the original graphics, which makes the book so much more enjoyable because the graphics actually are made for the page in which you're reading. And the way the book is actually read, you don't read it from cover to cover. You use it for guidance wherever you open the book. It's perfect. The book was never really written as a book. It was really excerpts from things I shared over many years. Okay. Now the foreword, which I just put up here, there is no new knowledge, no special wisdom that awaits our discovery. We step into this world complete and all-knowing beings. Our task is simply one of remembering. And, you know, I know a lot of people may say, but Dove, how does that help me now? And I've heard that question over many years, because it seems like what is sometimes said here, whether it's by myself or by any of the teachers that come through here, any of them, that sometimes what they're saying is not within our grasp. And today's topic, you cannot love what you do not appreciate, which does come from, it's a line from The Course in Miracles. I can't even tell you where it is, but I can tell you it definitely is in A Course in Miracles. Actually does speak to it directly. If I think that my learning something in this world, which is another way of saying my getting something in this world that we have made in order to forget, this world that we've made in order to forget, to kind of hide, to kind of keep private and secret, and to not remember the truth of what I am, in other words, to deny the truth of what I am, I don't want to know the truth, to think that you're going to find the truth of who you are or what you are, whether you think it's going to find it in a book or, let's call it, like a lot of people say, a chat room, like this room, or anywhere, is not being honest and truthful with ourself. Because reason would tell you that nothing you're going to find in this world is going to give you who you are. Only you can remember the truth of what you are. And as that line goes, which we mentioned, another line from A Course in Miracles, your fear of attack is nothing compared to your fear of love. And he's actually telling us really very directly that there are two emotions, love and fear. And while we're in fear, which is anything other than the love that we are really denying the truth of what we are. We are defending against the truth. Remember, sickness is nothing more than a defense against the truth. And that's why the second paragraph of the foreword of Into Oneness simply says, layer by layer, layer by layer, we peel away the perceptual falsehoods that we've wrapped ourselves in the name of safety. And I think that that deserves a little looking at. Yes, we think that we need to defend ourselves in order to be safe, and that's the antithesis of safety, as we find in Lesson 153, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. So we are really here trying to remember that we are the love and the light that's called into this world of duality. And the word we are called into, yes, we actually forgot our purpose for being here. We actually forgot our purpose for being here. And our purpose is really very simple, is to be the light of the world. We bring the light, we are the light, we don't have to get the light, we don't have to learn about the light. Light is, joy is, truth is, these are isnesses, this is the isness. I'm going to post something here by Gangaji. I always find that whatever I need is always given to me, it's always right here, it's always right here. This came up just last night on Facebook. And it came to my attention, as these things always do. I just want to say that, you know, it seems like over the many years, people know that I do post a lot of messages, and it seems like I'm posting messages to others for them to hear or to listen or to contemplate. And yes, part of that is true, but I'm very clear right now in my life, this is my direct experience, that all the messages are really for me. All of the messages are really for me. All messages are really for me. And if I post them, yes, I'm more than glad to share anything that I find healing for me. This came from Gangaji, and this is what she says. And if you really listen, you'll hear something amazingly true. It says, the truth of who you are is utterly simple. It is closer than your thoughts, closer than your heartbeat, closer than your breath. Oh my God. You're kidding me. How close can it be? Okay. If you believe your thoughts to be real, if you believe your thoughts to be real, the word if is there. If you believe your thoughts to be real, if you follow your thoughts as the basis for reality, you will continually overlook what is closer, what has been calling throughout time saying, you are here, you are home, come in, be at home. To be home is to simply be here. To be home is to simply be here. Wow. You know, whenever we use the word trust, I know so many people in this room talk about trust. I do think of Jim Dunn. He, just about every time he's on the mic, he's talking about trust. And yeah, trust is to rely upon spirit totally. To totally trust is to rely on spirit totally, which is what I am. I am spirit. Lesson number 97, I believe. I am spirit. Yeah, I'm not that dove dude who comes to the mic and spouts whatever. But when you develop trust, and that's really the purpose that I have always seen for this room that we've come to over the many years. Those people who are committed to developing that trust, and I can name names, but you all know who you are. No one has to name names. The people who have consistently used this as an opportunity to actually allow what is here right now, closer than your breath, to have those words come right through your lips. The message is first for you and then for all to be shared. And that is really the power of remembering who I am. It does say in the course, you know, the goal of this course, he does say it three different ways, but they're all the same. The goal of this course is peace, not knowledge. The goal of this course is happiness. And then he says, the goal of this course is to know thyself. To know thyself is nothing simpler than to recognize I don't have to do anything. I need do nothing, except not to interfere, except not to plan. Think I'm going to get something from a book by reading something in a book is going to give me something that I don't have. No, you have to take a look at that and say, I have no more need of this anymore. I have no need of thinking that I'm going to get the truth of who I am from something in this world. Actually, Lesson 128 tells you there's nothing in this world I want. There's nothing in this world I want. Why is that? Because we are complete and whole and healed now. We were when we entered this world. We are always the same. What love creates is changeless. Changeless is changeless. There was a line that came up today on Facebook. The truth is true and nothing else is true. This is the hardest lesson you will ever learn. And that comes from chapter 14, I think it is, section 2. Yes, it is a hard lesson for anyone who thinks that they don't have what they think others have. And if you are into a belief system that others are ahead of you or have something that you don't have, you're listening to the voice that is not the voice of love. It's not even a friend. It certainly is not you. It only speaks of lack. It speaks of differences. It speaks of time and space, none of which is real. Oh, sooner or later, I'm going to get there. No, you can never get there with the voice that tells you sooner or later, I'm going to get there. You can't get there. In the Song of Prayer, section 3, page 17, he actually says, he calls it healing to separate. Thinking that you're going to sit at the feet of somebody who knows more than you, who has more than you, and you're going to become equal to them. No, that's impossible. He says, how can that be? How can that be that you are starting out by being unequal? Unequal. There's that word, equal. And you're going to become equal. How can that be? You are either equal or you're not. Yes, equality. Equality. So, getting back to the topic, the theme for this morning, which is you cannot love what you do not appreciate. You cannot love what you do not appreciate. It's just about that day in our learning process that we recognize that all I need to do is to appreciate all things exactly as they are. Appreciate all exactly as they are. Now, some of you might say, well, that sounds very familiar, like the lesson that we did this week, lesson 268, let all things be exactly as they are. And it came to me this morning, actually, just before service here, when you let all things be exactly as they are, it seems to be a passive way of being. But if you appreciate puts the passion and the enthusiasm, you're honoring what you created. You're honoring your creations. You know, in Genesis, as it says at the very beginning of Genesis, it says, and God created the earth and the heavens, and then he said, let there be light. And he saw it was good. He saw it was good. Well, he saw it was good as another way of saying, and he appreciated. And even the word appreciate, if you really look at the English, which I consider the English language a very mystical language. That's my own experience. The word appreciate means to increase. To appreciate is to increase. To appreciate anything, whether you're talking about something in this world like money, or you're talking about love, whatever you appreciate increases. So we're honoring that we are the co-creator, whether you co-created and made a world in which to forget and maybe you did it in a way in which you don't remember that you did it. The way that we can remember is to appreciate
and honor all things exactly as they are. As Jim Dunn likes to say, I don't even use the word accept anymore. He says, I like the word embrace, embrace. Because embrace is really a way of putting my passion and my enthusiasm into it. So my willingness to appreciate all things exactly as they are will help us in the remembering that we are the cause. This is a course in cause and not effect. This is a course in cause and not effect. Yes? I am the cause of all of it. As Werner Erhard says, to be cause is to be totally responsible, but to be responsible is simply to be cause without any blame, without any shame, without any guilt. It's just to be cause. That's where the power is. Until I remember that I am cause, until I remember and appreciate myself as cause, when you remember that, nothing in this world can hurt you anymore. Nothing in this world, because you are the cause, not the effect. You don't even have to do lesson 31 and 32 anymore if you don't want to. Which is, I am not a victim of this world. I invented it because you are the cause. You're past being a victim. You've left that behind. That's not even in your mind anymore. You can even return to lesson number one and laugh at it all. Just in lesson number one, nothing I see means anything. Nothing I see here means anything. And how do we know that? Simply because I'm the one that's given all the meanings to it. And as I withdraw my investment in those meanings, as I withdraw my investment in giving meaning to the meaningless, as I withdraw my investment in my judgments, I don't have to figure out anymore what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, because I don't really need them anymore. I don't have to defend myself anymore. I am God's holy son, complete and healed and whole. Yes, Lynn Castaldo puts up the word belief, which, thank you so much, Lynn, for reminding us all that belief has the word lie in it. And if I am into my belief system, which is of the conceptual mind, I cannot really experience that I am not the doer. Because I actually believe that I am the doer, that I must do it correctly, and if I don't learn something in this world, I'm never going to get it right. Now, if anything that I have experienced from developing trust, and at this point I would say total trust, is to recognize that I am not the doer at all. Yes, every word, every thought is given to me. Every word, every thought is given to me. Yes, even my mistakes are given to me. You might say, well, how is that possible, Doug? Well, actually, all things are lessons that God would have me learn. Yeah? If that thought is still around and I have some kind of a belief system about it, well, that will be brought up for me to look at. Remember, unless you look at it, it's still going to be there. You have to look at it and say, oh my goodness, I'm still believing in this, right? And then, of course, comes our willingness, and willingness is such a big word. I remember Regina coming on a couple of years ago and says, you know, I've stopped counseling people on the phone, I realize there's only two kinds of callers. There are those that tell me their story, and I simply say to them, are you willing to let it go? And if they say yes, well, that's the end of the phone call. And if they say no, there's no reason to go on, because they're just not willing to let it go. So willingness is such a powerful idea. That's why the last unanswered question simply says, are you willing to see what you denied? Because it is the truth. And those who have been listening to me, for the last year or two, I've been using that particular quote. It does come from the last unanswered question, chapter 21, section 7, where he does start off that section. He usually gives you the whole section in the first line, This first line of that section is no different than any other first line of any section he starts off with. He gives you the whole section in the first line. He says, can't you see that all of your misery comes from your strange belief? There's that word, belief. Thank you so much, Lynn. That you are powerless. You are powerless. Yes. I'm lacking, I'm needy, I'm helpless, I'm powerless, and yes, I need all the help I can get. Somebody in this room is going to give it to me. Yes, those teachers are so much clearer than I am. Really? Really? Is that a belief that you have? Really? No. That's just a belief that you lack. Bentino Massaro, who was here and sat down with Regina last week, said, if there's one thing that is amiss here in this world, is the belief in lack. By the way, that's the same thing the Course in Miracles says, the exact same thing. It's out of my belief that I don't have what others have, and I need to get in order to finally have, so I can finally be who I am. That is so upside down that just to even think like that is insanity. The Course does say that being and having are the same. Being and having are the same. Yes, I am complete and healed and whole now. I've always been complete and healed and whole. Do I appreciate it? That is, am I willing to appreciate it? Am I willing to energize it and honor the truth of who I am in reality, not who I think I need to be in fantasy? If I think I need to get something, I am fantasizing. I'm not remembering the truth. I am still in denial of the truth. And that's why the last unanswered question simply is, are you willing to see what you denied? Because it is the truth. How simple. Since I've been on that last unanswered question, Recently, I have noticed that things are coming up faster and faster and faster, until almost everything that has been insane in my life just looks the same. I simply say, I have no more need of this in my life anymore. I have no more need to think that I do not have in my life anymore. No one here lacks. Everyone here is perfect exactly as love created you. Perfect love creates perfectly always. Am I willing to honor that? And to appreciate is to honor the truth instead of denying the truth, to honor the truth, to be the truth. That's how I can actually remember that we are one. I know that sometimes we say that the conceptual mind cannot possibly understand oneness. Now, the conceptual mind cannot. That is true. The conceptual mind, which only understands concepts, says, well, how does that help me? You know? How does that give me something that I need to know the truth? Well, the conceptual mind cannot know the truth. It wasn't ever given to know the truth. It was really given to believe in concepts. Oneness is not a concept. I like to refer to that one line in the back of the teacher's manual, in the section 3 of the clarification of terms. You find it on section, it's the third of the 6 terms in which he talks about, in which he actually says, God cannot be seen, only understood. So I use, as I do a lot, because I don't believe in precise terminology at all, I use the word love cannot be seen, only understood. Love cannot be seen, only understood. Yes, I appreciate the love I am. I understand it clearly. Because I haven't given meaning to things anymore. Love simply loves, as Gangaji says, love is simply here. It's closer than your breath. How could it be closer than my breath? Because it is what I am. It is what I am. To have awe for what I am. And awe goes beyond appreciation. To have awe of what I am is to totally appreciate the love of God that I am. It's from there, from here, that I can see and feel and honor my Creator. James Twyman is starting a new thing on the doing songs and chants for each of the lessons starting January 1, and hopefully he will be here tonight at 8 o'clock. Hopefully all can join, but for sure Lisa Natoli and Bill Free, who have been asked to join him in his worldwide call for A Course in Miracles revival, did sing as his very first song, I feel the peace of God shining in me now. I feel the peace of God shining in me now. As you appreciate feeling that peace that's shining in you now, as you feel it and you appreciate it and you exude it and you extend it and you see it in all, you're seeing with the vision of Christ, to see the love of God in all, to share that vision, to teach that vision, simply requires feeling complete and healed and whole right here, right now, and right now. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to read anything. It's happening right here, right now. And for that, I'm really totally grateful. By the way, for me, the word grateful and gratitude and appreciation are all the same. So in that last couple lessons in part one of the workbook, as he gets into the last 20 lessons, you notice he uses gratitude a lot. Lesson 195, love is the way I walk in gratitude. You could say love is the way I walk in total appreciation. Notice two lessons further up, 197, he says, it can be my own gratitude I earn. It can be my own gratitude I earn. It's my own total appreciation that comes from appreciating who I am and where I am, who I am, and who all included in the one mind of love is the isness of all that I'm totally appreciating. As I say those words, everything else seems to drop away. Everything else, all the concepts of what people are and what their beliefs are and all the differences just simply fall away from my willingness to appreciate and love the truth. Okay, we're just about at that time. I'm going to be turning this mic over to you, Lynn, to play some music as we do have this part of the morning reserved for, if you would like to donate to Awakening Together. This is a wonderful time for that. Barb will put up the link for donating. And remember what we said here earlier, an easy way to donate is to also, you can go there to donation. Thank you so much, Lynn. Donation is an expression of gratitude. Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Yes. So, turn this over to you, and then we're going to use the rest of this last 20 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes. If you have anything that came up for you that you'd like to share, anything that you that maybe was an aha, please do share it. Remember, your sharing is a gift to all of us. With that, Lynn, the mic is all yours. Thank you.
Shining in me.
right. Thank you so much, Lynn, for playing that. And if you would like to get that link, if you're on our mailing list, it was sent to you in the announcement. It's sent out every Saturday night for what's going to be on this weekend. The link to that song is from James Twyman, is in your email. And if you're not on our mailing list, you could just give me your email here in the room, and I'll add you for next time or send it to you. Thy will be done, as Lynn Costello says. Yes, thy will be done is the perfect prayer. There's a guy named Larry Dossey, who's a medical doctor. He's written many books on miracles and medicine, and he was on the Oprah show, and he was telling her how he goes around to medical schools speaking to new doctors about to graduate about the power of prayer. And as he's saying this to Oprah, she says, "But Dr. Dossey, what do you say when you're about to go into surgery? What do you say? What is your prayer?" And he simply said, "My only prayer is thy will be done, thy will be done." And that is the recognition, that's the remembering that we, of ourselves, we do nothing. Of ourselves, we do nothing. That I'm always with one who, exactly as it says in Lesson 135, paragraph 18, "What could you not accept if you but knew that all events, all encounters, all circumstances are gently planned for you by one whose only purpose is your good? Thy will be done." Okay, opening up the room right now. Anyone at all that wants to share anything at all, anything that was said that may have opened up something for you that you want to share? And I assure you that your sharing it is going to be a gift to all, because there's someone here who needs to hear it. That is always the truth. That is always the truth. Someone here needs to hear it. So I'm just going to open up the mic, and if anyone wants to, just pick the mic up. And thank you so much for your sharing.
All right, I'm just going to pick the mic up. Thank you so much, Dove. And thank you, everyone who's here this morning. It's like I'm looking around and seeing all the familiar faces of all the people I love in the world. And, of course, that's everyone I come upon. And that's what I've learned, is that appreciation of just everyone and everything for being what they are. And, you know, that doesn't matter what it is that you appear to be being. Something I saw on my recent trip when I was in the airport, and I was walking past people and looking at people, and it seems like airports somehow spring something in my mind, because maybe I'm seeing such a variety of people and such a variety of walks of life, and the people that work at the concession places, the restaurants, the people that drive you around in a cart, the security guards, the TSA people, everyone at the airport. It seemed like as I was looking at everyone at the airport, I was seeing in their faces, in their hearts, I was seeing that they were just like me, that we are all the same, and this same beautiful thing that we are is the Christ. And I could see it so clearly, and it didn't have to be that I was looking at some innocent-looking person who appeared to be sweet and kind. It didn't matter who it was. When I looked at them, that what appeared on the outside just dissolved away in my vision, and I could see that all they were is hope and joy and longing, and you know, just everything that I feel in myself, I felt in them, and knew that they and I are the same thing, and we are one with God. And how can you not appreciate that? It's like not appreciating my own foot, or not appreciating my own shoulder, or you know, it's there. It's for me, and it's love, and I do appreciate it totally, just as I appreciate all of you here. And I mentioned the situation or the thing that happened at the retreat with Timothy Conway, that when he and I came together and we saw each other just alone, there was no one else around, we were just in a little kind of secluded hallway, and I saw him, he saw me, and we saw nothing but light between each other, and I could see that he could see me, and when I saw that he could see me, I was so filled with gratitude. Because that seems to be the thing that most of us are lacking and worrying about is, you know, do you see me? Do you see me here? And he did see me, and I did see him. And, you know, it was like we were just two the same person. And it was, we dissolved in light. In that little corridor, we dissolved in light, the two of us together. And it was a very, very powerful feeling. And that then was able to translate to how I was seeing everyone. Yeah, that's what it was. I saw the light and not the body. And from that moment on, I was able to translate everyone I saw, looking at them and seeing that is exactly the light is what they are. So I've had some very powerful experiences over the last couple of weeks, and I can only say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I'm letting go of this mic.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Len. And as you were sharing it, it reminded me that that's true for all of us. You know, Oprah, who has been interviewing for 25 years on her program, says the one thing that she has learned from 25 years is that everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants to be understood. Everyone wants to be seen. And what came up for me in the last couple of days as I came into this weekend, knowing that I was going to be sharing here, it came up for me that we think we need to learn something in this world in order to finally be heard as somebody who is an equal. And the funniest thing is it came to me that we use the word God as another word for love, that love sees only love. Love sees only love. God sees you perfectly. We would like to be understood by God. We want to be noticed by God. And yesterday someone mentioned here having a temper tantrum. And actually this world is a temper tantrum, saying, God, how come you don't notice me? And of course, God sees us perfectly as he created us. Love doesn't have to change anything to see the love that we are. We, of course, have to remember the truth of what we are. We have to remember that we are as love created. We are. I am not this body. I am free. I am still as love created. Okay. Anyone else want to share anything that's come up for you at all? Anything about appreciation or acceptance or gratitude or just let all things be? And for me, all of those terms are the same. They're all the same. You know, the word let, which I think is repeated 1,000 times in the course, at least 1,000. Somebody mentioned, I think it's over 1,000. It could even be 2,000, I don't know. But the word let is just another word for creation, co-creating. Let there be light. Let there be light is letting light
be exactly as it is. Let light be. I don't have to do anything for the light to be the perfect light of creation. Light is changeless, and brings up that famous quote in the course, in the introduction to A Course in Miracles. It says, this whole course can be summed up in these few lines. This whole course. And this is the author telling you that this whole course, which is 1,300 pages, is summed up in these few lines. What is real, what is changeless, what always is the same, cannot be threatened. And what is unreal, what is different, which is always changing, doesn't even exist. Herein lies the peace. Appreciate the peace that always is, right here, right now. Okay, again, anyone want to pick up the mic, share anything that's come up for you at any point? Robbie says, I'm practicing listening today. Listening is so powerful because, yes, as Dove knows really well, the conceptual mind always has another conceptual idea. But again, I remind everyone that all messages are for me. All messages are for me. And I think that's, you'll find that that's true, that whenever you share anything, we're always really speaking about ourselves. There's no exceptions to that, by the way. You know, even though if you spot it, you got it, and it takes one to know one, seems to be trite. Actually, I found that there's never an exception to that. You can't possibly know anything unless somewhere it's either true for you or something that you are defending against. It's one or the other. And in this world, a lot of times, it's something that we are defending against. And that's why the conceptual mind says, but that's not true. And then we'll come up with a litany of examples. And when you really look at them, holding the hand of spirit and looking at it, you'll laugh. Yes, I have an investment in defending myself against whatever it is that I don't like in this world. I have an investment, and as I'm willing to let go of that investment, as I'm willing to appreciate that I've been holding on to nothing in the form of something, giving meaning to the meaningless, protecting this little small self that I think I am, you will laugh. Yes, you really gotta laugh. And as my book Into Oneness and the following book, The Open Mind, both say, laughter is the sign of awakening. Laughter is the sign of awakening. When you can laugh at the things that you used to take seriously, you have already begun to experience the love of God, for God knows that nothing here is real. You got to laugh. You simply got to laugh. And by the way, that's exactly what it says in the Course in Lesson 187, Paragraph 6. He says, never forget. Remember, you can only give to yourself. And those who understand what true giving is must laugh at all of the things that happen in this world that bring pain and suffering and grief and lack, scarcity, starvation, yes, and even death. For the one idea behind them all is the idea of sacrifice, making something else more important than something else. Making the things of this world more important than the truth I am.
And then he follows in that same paragraph. He does it all in paragraph 6 of lesson 187. He says, and in your gentle laughter, it is healed. In your gentle laughter, it is healed. Now, I can see the conceptual mind saying, hey, but Dove, how is that possible and true? Well, simply because it's not that the world is outside of my mind. No, we are one mind, and the world that we made is within our one mind. If I take the world seriously, it will always be a block to the truth of what I am, because I am not the victim or the effect or the one who is unfairly treated in this world. I invented this world so that I can be unfairly treated. You gotta laugh at that. You really gotta laugh. But I invented a world in which I can actually say, Father, you don't love me. If you love me, where is the justice? Now, where is the equality? And the only one that is defending against equality and justice and preventing my seeing the love of God all around me, right here, right now, is myself. The secret of salvation is I'm doing this to myself. You gotta laugh. Okay, as Lynn Turner says, we are the one that we have been waiting for. Yes, I'm always speaking about myself. I'm always speaking about myself. I'm not speaking about anyone else. At this point, I'm just going to conclude with what I feel is one of my favorite quotes. And by the way, all quotes are messages for myself. The word is all messages are for myself, are for me. From Mother Teresa, she says, in the final look, you'll see that it has always been between you and God. It has never been between you and them. There really is know them. We do have one relationship. Nowhere does it say where the Father ends and the Son begins. As we appreciate our oneness with the Father, we remember the truth of what we are. Okay, Rudy says, thank you, Father, for the gift of Christ's vision. Christ is the eyes I will see today. Yes, yesterday's lesson was very simply, I will not use the body's eyes again today. Almost everything that we're speaking about here comes from your willingness to not use the body's eyes, but to go deep within and to see that all of this is true. As the things of this world, as the things of separation begin to fall away, as you go beyond the things of this world, beyond the symbols, beyond the concepts, you go beyond what this world holds, and you'll see those sparkling stars, the star of Christ that shines in all as one. Thank you all for being here. Thanking the Holy Spirit for giving me all that I had to say here. Thanking Awakening Together, Regina, and everyone that makes this possible. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn. We have an hour of fellowship, social hour ahead, and we have a wonderful Sunday. Thanking all for being here. This mic is all yours, Lynn. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Dove. Beautiful, beautiful today. And exactly what I'm needing to hear as well. So I'll appreciate it always, yes. And I know whenever Dove sends out an email, it always says, in appreciation of you. And I always love that because I know that it's genuine, it's true, that when I appreciate everything, then it grows. You know, that the word appreciation has a couple of meanings, and one of them has to do with a growing. So when your interest appreciates on your bank account, or you have a property, you buy a property, and through the years as you improve the property, it appreciates in value. You know, appreciation has to do with value, yes. And that is exactly what appreciation means to me. How do I value what I am being shown? And I'm hoping that, in fact, I'm sure that they don't care. After the Satsang retreat, I went to San Francisco and hung out with Alex and Sabrina. The first that we took a little jog over to Teddy's place, which was kind of way out of the way, but it was great to go and see Teddy. And then also Tom and Brittany were there. So, and you know, I've always wanted to meet Tom and Brittany, so it was such a joy to meet these incredibly bright, beautiful people. And, oh my gosh, we just had so much fun there with those guys and sitting out on the porch looking at the stars. And, you know, it just everything is, Teddy has a beautiful place in the mountains in Fraser Park, California. And that also is appreciating. it's everything is appreciating. But then we went on over to Alex and Sabrina's house and spent the rest of the week with them. And you know, as much as again, as much as I appreciate Alex for everything that he does for this room, which is a lot. And, in fact, last night, Alex was on the phone and on Pal Talk with Veronica Gabrielle, helping her get her new computer set up so that she can actually talk on Pal Talk. Yep, she helped Lynn out. She helped Lynn Turner out. He's helped so many of us out with our computer problems. He gave me a brand new 1 terabyte hard drive to put into the radio computer so that we have more capacity in the radio computer for storing recordings and for, you know, basically everything that